Macmillan Audio presents Watch Me Die by Erica Spindler. Read for you by Chris Delane.
Chapter 1. New Orleans, Louisiana. Tuesday, August 9th, 2011. 1:48 a.m. He had been alone so long, among the living, but not of them. Until now. Mary had come back for him. They'd been together all those many years ago, separated by his father's will and the whole screwed-up, broken-down world. But that was the past. She was again within his reach, and this time they would not be torn apart. It had begun. He climbed the stairs to his grandmother's bedroom, treading softly, careful not to wake her. Moonlight crept around the edges of the closed drapes, creating bright, knife-like slivers on the dark stairs. He knew these steps so well he could climb them blind. How many hundreds of times had he carried up a tray of food or drink first for his mother? Struck down while still so young, now for his grandmother. He peeked in at her sleeping form. She lay in her bed, head propped up on pillows, coverlet tucked neatly around her. He wrinkled his nose at the smell of age and illness. She'd become so frail over the past months, so thin, not much more than skin and bones, and weak, hardly able to lift her head.